Emotional words from an advocate, a marching band shows up, a talk show that'll make you flip, and Ronda Rousey has her first match ever on Raw right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, come on now.
Are we doing this?
You don't know this song? Come on now. Get it, run it, run it, say it how you want it, leave it when it's finished. Let me dress it up and made it seem sweet, like a beach in Martinique. Goodie back up on their feet, set it straight for 9-8. License plate with a triple eight. Come on now, TK!
My ex used to listen to this and he was like old. Sorry.
Your complete apathy for the Goodie Mob just now breaks my heart.
I mean, I like them.
Yes.
But
this is a great song. It's called They Don't Dance No More.
I have heard of the song, but it's like there's certain songs that are like in your era and then you don't appreciate them as much. So I'll put that in the queue. I mean, I preferred 50 Cent, It's Your Birthday. But you know.
That would have been so obvious, though.
I don't care. It's still my birthday.
Yeah, well, it was my birthday, too. But I mean.
So why not celebrate?
We are celebrating, technically. This is a late birthday show, a belated show for both of us.
Well, I mean, you didn't play 50.
Okay. Tone, at some point, Tony, at some point for the show, wait, what song is that? You talking about the In
Go
the Club?
Go Shorty is my birthday. Yeah.
That's not a birthday song, FYI. It's literally one little verse that he says it's your birthday.
That's all he needs to say.
So, Tone, if we could. Just a cue up, not now, but 50 Cent In the Club at some point. We'll play it.
Thank you.
To make you happy.
Thank you. I mean, it should be us. You're really not a true Leo at all.
I'm still trying. How am I not a Leo? Why?
Your Leo card's going to be revoked.
For what? Why not?
Because Leos, like, celebrate their birthdays.
I did.
Leos are leaders. Obama is a Leo. Meghan Markle is a Leo.
Okay.
You are questionable.
I just had a birthday party on Saturday. I celebrated.
Yeah, you had a birthday party.
Yeah, I don't need more than that.
Birth season's on fleek.
People ain't showing up for me more than once. Trust.
I had 6 weeks people showed up.
Well, you're more well-liked. So I had one party. I'm good. It was prom
theme. I mean, it looked legit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It did look legit, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But why not, you know, extend it?
I'm just saying, I wish you would appreciate the Goodie Mob because it's a pretty sweet song.
I mean, yes, but it just, you know, feels like we only have birthdays.
And thank you, Lawrence Falk, for saying I can rap. If you buy my comedy album, you're going to hear actually some hip-hop songs that I made. So, I mean, I'm not the worst. I will say that.
No, you're legit. You know your stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
that.
You know, you down for the cause.
Welcome, everyone, to the Raw After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We are at, we're half squad tonight, but that's okay. It was her birthday just a couple of days ago. It was mine last week. We're still in celebration mode. At least she is.
I am.
Yeah, which is great. my name is Johnny LaQuasto, at Jay Quasto on all social media platforms. The lovely lady to my left, the birthday girl. See her every single day on TMZ. Her hair is beautiful. Her earrings are amazing. Everything about her is stunning. Follow her at TK Trinidad because she is TK Trinidad.
Thank you.
No
I
doubt.
Like that intro. Is
thank you. On the spot. You know, when you're on the spot, you just be honest and the words just naturally
flow out. I like it.
They appear. So, okay. We're less than 2 weeks from SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think overall? I know Chatroll has their opinion, mm-hmm. and I want to get your opinion overall. Did this seem like a second to last Raw to you prior to
I like what they're doing with the Braun. I like what they're doing with the Roman Reigns and oh my god, where's my head today? I see his face.
What, I'm
Brock
sorry?
Lesnar.
Yes.
I like what they're doing. Before I wasn't really buying the storyline, but what they did now is amping up and I'm actually kind of excited to see what's gonna happen. Like you think you know what's gonna happen, but with everything that happened with Paul Heyman and everything that happened last week and this week, I mean now I'm really excited to see if the storyline is gonna continue and he's gonna keep the belt or they're gonna do the UFC kind of combo thing and attempt to do something like that, or what's gonna happen. So I really like the storyline. I didn't think it was gonna be great, but
you know what I really enjoyed? Really the video package. With mm-hmm. Roman and Brock. For some reason, some video packages tend to be a little repetitive. I kind of dig how this brought back, you know, the last 3 years of their history.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what Roman, I like what he said. He's like, look, I'm going to be a leader. I'm going to set the standard for the title. I'm going to go out and defend it. To me, and I understand there's a lot of people who hate Roman Reigns, but whatever. I really enjoyed this video package. To me, I think it actually, if we do indeed get Lesnar versus Reigns, and that's just that match as the main event, to me, this video package actually did help.
Yes, it helped a lot because I wasn't, I think I said 2 weeks ago that I wasn't really into it. It was like, just don't really care. The whole thing with Bobby Lashley, you know, being added to possibly the equation. Yeah. I was kind of more feeling that. But with the video package and everything that happened in the last 2 weeks, I'm actually more, a little bit more invested in the story. Because now you kind of, you know, the stuff that happened, but the reminder and how they presented it. And, you know, the fact that Brock is there on the couch, like, I'm going to come when I feel like coming. And then pretty much attacking Paul Heyman. I mean, that's really now amping up to think, okay, is he really like that? Or is it part character? Or is it a combination? And is the UFC involved in some way, shape, or form? You know, there's that whole, like, which is real, which is fake, which I love, because it's the blend of his personality and whatever 10%, 5%, 50% of character. Mm-hmm. So I really love that combination of it.
And adding to it tonight, let's just get to the top story. I mean, well, we have two top stories, really. Ronda Rousey's first match on Raw, technically top story, main event. I'm really glad to see, you know, her in the main event. Glad to see Alicia Fox get that shine. But while we're talking about Lesnar and Heyman, well, let's just talk about Heyman tonight. I mean, that is what a true performer is. That is someone who... there's levels, there's emotions. He's not worrying about dialogue. In his eyes, in his brain, what was happening was real life just now. And I love the fact he wasn't afraid to cry. Yeah, I mean, people are calling him an Emmy winner. Yeah, you're right. At least a Slammy, to say the least. I mean, Paul Heyman reminded us tonight that he truly could be the best performer. You know, a lot of people say that Bobby Heenan is all around the greatest performer of all time, because he was a manager, he was a commentator, he was a wrestler, and that I won't argue because I love Bobby Heenan.
Right.
Now, Paul Heyman, granted, is not a wrestler, but as far as performances and making you believe, he is Heenan-esque as far as how great he truly is, and tonight's another example of that.
Yeah, and he's also added to the wrestling community for years, the decades.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, just because he's not a wrestler, you can definitely not take away that he's invested into wrestling. And, yeah, the performance today was amazing. Like, somebody came over and asked me, like, so do you think, you know, it's over for Paul? And the fact, again, that the lines are so blurred that you don't really know if, one, is he really leaving the company? Two, is it just he's just decided to take a vacation with his kids and he needs a moment off, which is possible? Or is it just one of those things where they're prepping him for somebody else, like Ronda Rousey? So, you know, you have no idea, and the emotion behind it was amazing because, again, I love when the lines are blurred and you're not so sure, you know, what's, you know, told for him to do versus, you know, what's happening versus everything else in between.
It makes you wonder, too. I mean, you mentioned earlier, what if this all is one massive ruse between Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar?
Right.
They're doing a great job of making it look like it's not, certainly. I mean, Paul Heyman, I love when Renee asked the question, like, well, could you see yourself working or being an advocate for anyone else besides Brock Lesnar? And Heyman's only response is, that question was inconceivable 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So I love how he didn't answer the question, but he answered the question.
Right. And it's possible, but it's also not possible. Like, it could also be possible that, you know, it's setting up for, which I think is unheard of in the UFC, for Paul Heyman to be Brock Lesnar's advocate in the UFC.
Yeah.
In interviews, in prep, in the weigh-in, all this other stuff, which doesn't really happen. So, I mean, that would be amazing, too. So, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen in both platforms, which is kind of exciting because then that will take the UFC into a whole different thing as far as crossing over. So, I don't know.
I mean, after seeing, I don't know what's going to happen next week. I imagine we're going to have to see Lesnar, although he wasn't advertised to be at Raw next week. But it's the Raw before SummerSlam. You would think he's going to be there.
Really?
Well, that's true. I guess I should.
I mean, I could almost envision, like, a vignette where he's literally just
sitting on a couch.
Or like a rocking chair in front of like his big house with a gun slinged over his shoulder, just like whistling away, reading something that has nothing to do with wrestling.
It is a known fact that Lesnar not appearing tonight, the subscriptions to the Outdoorsman magazines have skyrocketed way down, unfortunately. The Outdoorsman, and what was the other one? It was the Outdoorsman, the, oh no.
It was something else.
Something men. It was like the out...
Sportsman, or I don't know.
It was something. The Huntersman.
Really, legit? Is that?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, poor magazines.
Making stuff
magazines
up.
Are
first off, the fact that anyone he had a magazine, I love that.
Yeah, great stuff. But I mean, he's in the demographic that probably still reads magazines and probably still gets a newspaper, like, you know, with the kid on the bike.
I do love a newspaper.
So
love me a good newspaper. But yeah, Heyman was amazing tonight. The video package on top of it. To me, this, between Heyman and the video package and Roman even tonight, it elevated that main event. If it is the main event, that is the match. To me, it looks like that's the match we're getting, because Bobby Lashley's nowhere to be found now in this main event picture. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's messing with Elias. He just leaped off the plank when it came to the main event title picture.
Yeah, but is that him or is that the writers?
Oh, it's certainly not him.
Right.
It's just they decided to go the other route. So maybe this is, if you're looking as far as trilogy, as far as matches, I mean, you had 3 years ago when Rollins cashed in. Then you had this WrestleMania where the fans just completely went bonkers and didn't care.
Right.
I mean,
well, I mean, if they made that decision, whoever did the prep for it did an amazing job, as far as, because they could have just went, you know, Roman Reigns talking bad about Brock, the stuff that happened last week. He's like, he never shows up. He can't wait to, you know, see him at SummerSlam. That would have been boring. But the things that lined up, like if they decide to get rid of Bobby and how they lined it up, whoever did the writing for that did a really good job. I'll give him kind of kudos for that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, tonight, and I don't, people, this will not be a popular opinion amongst most people, tonight helped me a lot as far as being invested in the Roman versus Brock.
Yeah, match. Actually looking forward to that match and see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm still not so sold that. Do you think it's going to be the main event, though? Do you think they take that risk? Because you remember Mania. It was all hell broke loose. Mm-hmm. Not just beach balls. It was everything.
Mm. I mean, who else would be the main event?
I mean, anything with AJ Styles. AJ and...
I don't want to see... I'm not really feeling AJ as a main event.
Okay.
I mean, I hope they don't do Ronda like they did her today, and we're going to get into it, but I was...
I mean, to me, the main event's got... I don't think that match is going to be very long.
The main event or the Ronda?
With Ronda and Alexa, yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of extra.
But. Yeah, it can't be long because she's just not ready. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I hope that they don't, but again, we've discussed it time and time again. There's plenty of reasons why they should, and they might, because of all the eyes and subscriptions and all the other stuff that doesn't have to do with wrestling. But I can, if they amp it up a little bit more as far as the what they've been kind of battling each other for the last couple of years and how they're actually progressing this storyline, I could be invested in it. Now it's only on them to actually show up and perform.
Yeah.
Because if they just kind of dial it in and they call it in and, you know.
Well, I mean, look, I think this match will go over quite well if it's not the last match on the card. Now, I think AJ Styles and Samoa Joe can absolutely close out SummerSlam because the fans will be invested. I don't think they're going to be rambunctious for that one. Mm-hmm. You could also do Daniel Bryan and The Miz. That could actually main event SummerSlam. Now, granted, no title involved, but...
That could be good, especially if they involve, and I know they've kind of been discussing it. I didn't see last week's SmackDown, but I know they've been kind of discussing it. They, you know, do... I saw the meme of the two babies.
Sure.
So, especially if they kind of involve the family in, that could be really interesting.
It would be, especially there's no title involved. It's literally a old grudge going back, Jesus, when Daniel Bryan came in, which... Mm-hmm. Let's see, WrestleMania when we're talking well over 6 years ago, I think, because WrestleMania 30 was when he won the title, mm-hmm. but the build up to that with the Yes Movement, that was a solid almost 2 years. So
right.
that's the without a doubt the longest story we have in SummerSlam.
And somebody, Chris is saying in the chat, AJ and Samoa would be fire.
Oh yeah, I mean, look, we've seen AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, not in WWE though. Mm-hmm. So trust me when I say they are going to bring it, and I don't think it's going to be like AJ and Nakamura was. That, unfortunately, did not turn out the way people wanted it to turn out.
See, here's the thing with Samoa Joe. Like, I think he's an amazing performer, but it's this almost the same thing, just insert a different person. Meaning, like, he's upset that, you know, he came back from an injury, mm-hmm. and he's upset that he's not where he wants to be. He deserves all this stuff. He's going to attack this person, be brutal, not necessarily be like Shinsuke, as, you know, as far as, you know, underhanded stuff, but he's going to be an amazing performer. He's going to show up. They're going to do some amazing things, and AJ might, you know, pull out, and he's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Samoa is like the same. He's an amazing performer. You'll get a great performance, but it won't be anything I don't know, something unexpected.
Yeah.
He seems to me like he's very, he shows up and he does his job.
I got to tell you, just as good as he is in the ring, he's been on fire with the microphone the past couple of weeks. And so I think Lesnar and Reigns could be really great. I just don't think you put it last on SummerSlam. And I understand the Universal Championship. I get it.
Right.
But if you're going to argue titles, WWE Championship is a lot older, has a lot more history behind it. So I just think that the way you build a card is so incredibly important.
Mm-hmm.
Like Slammiversary, for example, built perfectly all the way through and start to finish. It was exactly how it should have went.
Right, but those storylines for Impact are, I mean, whoever is doing the writing, they're doing a really great job.
Agreed.
With women and men.
With not that big of a roster. Absolutely. Right. And I think SummerSlam has the potential, the card, to build correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like you put Roman and Lesnar earlier in the card, the fans are going to be excited that it's not the final match, so I think they're going to behave and actually be invested, and then bam, you look forward to either Joe and AJ or Daniel Bryan and The Miz. And I think if you let Daniel Bryan and The Miz headline SummerSlam, I think that's a great move.
Well, MG Geek says, why are you wasting time on this? They literally said this will be the main event, so...
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen. You know, things change daily,
yeah,
right,
that's
in
true.
Wrestling.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, it might not be. First off, they're going to call multiple matches main event. They always do.
Yeah.
So, with that said, Paul Heyman.
Amazing.
You're
amazing
legend.
Job.
Ronda Rousey's first match on Raw. There was a lot of stuff going on beforehand. There was an in-ring interview. Alexa had words to say. Alicia was being Alicia, which is always entertaining. Overall, with the match, what I like about Ronda, yo, it ain't pretty. But it's effective, and it looks painful. Probably is.
I get it, but like Alicia and Titus seem like they're on the same boat where they just keep on losing. And I like both people, and it just feels like they're. I saw this on social media, kind of building up with Ronda and Alicia, and I didn't think Alicia was going to win, and she obviously didn't win. And it just feels like this was fed to her when she could have gone up against so many other people there on the roster. Alicia just came back, but I'm just tired of them poo-pooing on her. It's like she's not going to get a chance. She's essentially going to, you know, do this for 2 or 3 more years, mm-hmm. and she's going to retire, and it feels like she's not really going to get a fair shake on, you know, opportunities. Whether she wants those opportunities, I don't know. Maybe she might be just coasting. I have no idea.
She's been there for 10 years.
Right.
And we haven't seen her on TV a lot. And I think she does make the most of every opportunity. Every second she has on camera, she's there. And the match was fun. I mean, Alicia got the advantage early on. She got out of the ring when she was in danger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it came to, obviously, the arm bar wasn't a perfect arm bar by any means. What was cool about it, though, even though it wasn't like 100% locked in, out of fear, like you could just, if I was calling that match, and I didn't get a chance to hear everything they said,
mm-hmm.
I would have just said, yeah, it wasn't locked in all the way, but she tapped out of fear because she knew her arm was about to get broken.
Right.
And that's what's great about that Ronda Rousey arm bar is you could tap out just knowing that you're about to get it snapped.
Right. I'd almost want to see a Nia Jax and Ronda again. That was amazing. Like, I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Given the fact that, you know, obviously we know that Ronda's building, she's building on, you know, what she's doing. The fact that, you know, Nia flinged her around like she was a piece of cardboard was great to me, because now you're seeing that Ronda was vulnerable to somebody. But when you match up Alicia and Ronda together, it was just kind of like, okay, Alicia's been losing when she's on TV,
yeah,
as far as back as I can remember.
But don't forget, you don't want to give away too much. Yeah, it's her first match on Raw, but SummerSlam's less than 2 weeks away. So I think Alicia's a veteran. Nia's not a veteran by any means.
Right, but it just felt like this, you know what I'm saying? It just felt like give...
A tune-up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a tune-up, but then I would have almost rather them go back and forth as far as talking, like her and Alexa Bliss. Yes. Her and Bliss going back and forth. I'd rather see that than this fight. Because it was a main event, but I mean, let me know in the chat who thought that Alicia was gonna win.
Well, no one did.
Which I don't know.
I understand that, but I mean there's a lot of matches in professional wrestling where you don't expect.
Right, but we already know Ronda.
Okay, just like when the Golden State Warriors play the New York Knicks in 2018.
Ugh.
The Knicks are, you know, the Knicks aren't winning, yet Madison Square Garden still sold out.
Right, but that's
No, it's not.
It's different. The Knicks didn't, like, we're assuming somebody told the Knicks to lose. I'm sure they went in, they went out with the intention of winning. It's just more within that particular thing, it's more about, you know, the roster and, you know, the potential and the skills and all that other stuff, which you could kind of tell, but you just never know. Like, if they ended up winning, it would have been a great thing. It would have been that underdog story. But, like, you hopefully, like, it wasn't like, okay, you guys are going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, you're going to lose.
Yeah, and so are the Knicks if they're playing the Warriors. Especially if, what's his name, is injured like he was last year.
Oh, jeez.
The big European guy. I can't think of his damn name.
I hate when people do that to sports teams.
What?
Like, you know, it's just like, they're just so sucky that...
Well, the Knicks did it to themselves.
I get it, but, you know, there's always that feel-good underdog story, and there's a lot more psychologically that a lot of athletes go through when they're not on winning teams that they have to deal with. So, I mean, it's just kind of like we're just dumping on them.
And I guess we'll agree to disagree. For me, Rhonda and Alicia, I thought was a really cool first match, because number one, it put Alicia in a main event. It gave her some, you know, some good camera time, and at the same time, it made Rhonda look like a badass, and then on the mic, she kept it brief, but it was really good.
Actually, somebody in the chat just mentioned, I saw that fight with Miesha Tate. I think that was the second time Rhonda actually went up against her in the UFC. Mm-hmm. That would be, I think Miesha just had her baby, or she might be pregnant still. That would be an amazing matchup if Miesha ever came to the WWE for her and Rhonda to do.
Sure.
If they ever get to that level, that would be an amazing matchup, because I would love to see that, because that would be, I think, round two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Of them going in, of their battle. So I would love to see something like that.
Then you could really tell a story going back to the UFC.
Exactly.
I know the Four Horsewomen, I think they're all technically signed now.
Yes.
So they're all training. So
they're all training.
Lord knows what the history... I mean, we think the women's revolution is happening now. I mean, who knows where things can go after Evolution, and depending on who's you know, in NXT and training and everything. Mm-hmm. So before we move on, guys, we got to talk about AfterBuzz TV. All right, we are here. We love being here, and we're trying to get our shows out to as many people as possible. We got everything here. It's dramas, reality, sci-fi. There's so much more. You know how hard the network here. Everyone works incredibly hard here. We have incredible staff. But AfterBuzz needs a little bit of help. It won't cost you a dime. All you got to do is subscribe to one or more of the YouTube channels. If you're watching this wrestling show right now or listening, you should already be subscribed to the wrestling channel for sure. You're going to, you know, YouTube will suggest other content that's made for you. If you do subscribe, it'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about notifications, don't be. They're optional. You don't even have to get notifications. So all you got to do, hit the subscribe button now for this channel. Check out other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. There are so many more options. And let us know in the comments, because the more comments we get, the more views we get, and everyone builds together. So for now, thank you for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Ooh, I feel like you should have just did an infomercial.
You know, I'd be open to doing an infomercial. We should do one together.
Sure.
Okay, sold you well on it. You know what I love? The B-Team's new music. Chat roll, tell me you don't love the B-Team's new music. Tell me you don't love that marching band song. They can't speak.
I know. Were you like waiting for Tony to play something?
No, I'm waiting for you to respond.
Oh, I liked it, but what might have been a good addition, I'm sure you're kind of aware of that. So, you know, marching band in certain places versus marching band down south, a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would have loved to see is, like, down south marching band.
Oh, Lord. Like Drumline.
Drumline.
Nick Cannon showing
up. They should have done, like, something. Maybe they should do this at SummerSlam, or if they're still together, WrestleMania, where they actually have, like, a Drumline come down.
Yeah.
That would be amazing, because you're going to think they have no idea about what this is. And they might. I don't know them like that. And then, two, just going to expose a lot of people who have never, like... Drumline, like, I went to Oregon, so it was just a drumline.
Right.
But I also was recruited to Norfolk State, and I experienced their drumline. That's a whole nother beast.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like...
Well, don't think about scholarships for marching band. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that would be, you know, a good addition. I like where they're going with it.
I gotta tell you, the B-Team has far surpassed, I think, anyone's expectations. There's no doubt about it. When Miz went to SmackDown, a lot of us were thinking, oh no,
it's a wrap.
What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show how ready Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas were, how great they were as the Miztourage. And now as the B-Team, You have an entire arena cheering for them. Do you know how hard it is to get cynical fans to cheer for anything in 2018 besides mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan? It's hard.
Right. But it's like the underdog story, though.
Yeah.
I think people love the underdog story. They don't want to be, you know, for instance, Roman Reigns, he's been, even though he hasn't been on top as far as belt-wise, mm-hmm. metaphorically, he's been put on top for how many years? And people don't want the person that you're just going to give them. They want to root for the person that is unlikely to win, who, you know, they're not the greatest looking. They don't have all these things. They're just the regular person. And they just so happen to wrestle and they manage to put together something and actually win the belt.
Yes.
I mean, whoever developed that is an amazing idea. It's a basic concept, but you just literally slapped on.
And they keep, it's not like they all of a sudden became amazing overnight. They are falling into victories, literally, at
right.
times.
Yeah.
You know, they're having all that good karma that I guess comes with losing for 2 years, essentially.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the B team, they don't cheat to win either. They just, good
fall
fortune.
Into it.
Yeah, I mean, they mix with a little bit of great chemistry and they're riding this crazy wave of confidence and it's electric and the fans are behind it. And this music, it was so great. I can't get enough of it.
And they're doing well at their characters, meaning oh, yeah. that you, I'm assuming, again, I don't know them like that, but I'm assuming they're beyond intelligent than what they appear to be, but they're making it so good
they're very intelligent. That's why they know how to play the character.
Exactly. They're doing it so well that you believe it. We're like, wait, are they, you know, their IQ score is a little bit not so great, mm-hmm. or are they? So they're doing a really great job. I'm interested. I'm the type of person who fast forwards to the end of stuff mm-hmm. and then go back and watch.
You got to watch the B team.
I did watch it, but I kind of almost want to fast forward to like their demise, which mm-hmm. kind of sucks. Like, I wonder what's going to happen because you can't ride this wave forever. So I wonder in the back of their mind, they're already kind of planning for phase two, meaning that they might ride this because they can't keep on falling into wins.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to think this is going to last a while, but I don't know. The way they are, I don't see one turning on the other. I almost, because that's a classic way to do it.
Right.
I honestly see whenever this ends down the road, hopefully mm-hmm. way down the road, I see a handshake and a hug, and I'm going to go your way, you go mine.
Or maybe a return of the Miz.
Hmm. Possibly.
But more not where he's teaching them, because how they got introduced, that he was kind of teaching them how to become great again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like they have the belt. So if, you know, Miz has the belt and they have the belt, you know, another, maybe this extends to like WrestleMania, and they usually kind of do the shake up after WrestleMania. They do that and maybe they reconnect again. That could be something too. But
speaking of, you know, the B team, so the Eater of Worlds interrupt the tag team match, causing a disqualification. Now we have a triple threat for the tag titles next week on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting to me. To me, it's like, why not just make that match for SummerSlam? So, do we see a weird finish happening next week that leads to SummerSlam? Or do we think there's going to be some weird change next week? I sure hope not.
I hope not, but I also don't want them to lose the, like you were saying, like, I hope they hold on to the belt for a while. But I can definitely see somebody deciding what's going to happen. Seeing like, okay, well, this is, enough is, yeah. How many times can they fall into this for how many weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I hope it doesn't help. Like, if they strip them of the belts next week, that just seems terrible.
Agreed. And I think this could be a really fun match at SummerSlam, although we're getting pretty close to a full card. A lot of people in chat are saying that Matt is being very weird on Twitter. There's a shocker. Matt Hardy being strange.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I guess he's being cryptic about maybe leaving.
Oh.
But then again, it's Matt Hardy, so you...
Yeah, but
more than meets the eye.
Are they on a Legends contract? Do you know?
I'm sure they're on one hell of a contract. I don't know if it's a Legends contract.
Because it feels like it's the same at... Oh my gosh, I can see his face, but I can't...
Jeff?
No, he's not on TV now. He's performing. He's a singer. Fozzie.
Oh, Jericho.
Yes.
Oh no, it's not like that.
But I see like they've established enough of a reputation where, you know, maybe they just need time to do their anytime somebody leaves for an extended period of time, yeah. I just think it's just they're going off to do something else and they're coming back. Because at the end of the day, if somebody leaves and they're supposed to be gone, WWE issues a release saying, "Hey, these people no longer affiliated with us," like they did with Big Cass. So maybe he's just getting ready to do something else. it might be, it seems like WWE is kind of not as much as like Impact, but kind of releasing their reins where you can do something beyond the right. WWE promotion, not mm-hmm. nothing kind of crazy, but if they want to go overseas or they want to do this or they want to do a cruise, it might be something along those lines.
Sure, it's possible. Someone in chat, Tails P said, next week, Akam and Rezar jump in and we have a four-way at SummerSlam. That's a great option, actually.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for four-way, whether it's elimination tag matches or just that we had one at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood at Coastline Clash, a four-way elimination tag match. It was so fun to call. I love four-way tag matches because it's nonstop. Mm-hmm. So that'd be really fun. So good call, Tails P.
Yeah, and they're coming up, too. I mean, Authors of Pain is just...
Yeah.
I like their look.
Yo, Rezar is getting real swole.
Yeah, and I think... I don't know if this is going to happen, obviously, because they're on two different brands, but Authors of Pain against the Usos. That might be a good one.
Yes. I mean, Usos really anybody.
Yeah.
They could, it doesn't matter.
I feel like I haven't seen them in a while, but mm-hmm. I'm definitely a fan of those guys as well, but that would be a good match, too.
Speaking of big cast, you know, he's just got booked for his first show outside of the company, and you know what his name is now?
What is his name?
Big Kaz with two Z's.
Well, I mean...
Hey, what you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Well, you want to change your whole gimmick?
I guess not. I mean, it's the different letters. I guess it works.
I with stuff like that, it hasn't aired yet, but we did a pre-tip of the interview for Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly where we were talking about, you know, the women and how at one period of time they all look the same other than, you know, their different hair color, like the same type of build. Mm-hmm. The fact that he's like 7 foot tall, is the fact that that's like, you can't take that away from him, so he might as well just kind of keep the gimmick going because that's just who he is.
Yeah.
I wonder if him and Enzo are going to do something together, though. Enzo said in a previous interview I saw, I think he said he was kind of over wrestling, mm-hmm. but I wonder if him and they would kind of do a reunion or they legitimately fell out.
I don't know. I don't really subscribe to what Enzo's doing nowadays.
Is he in porn? I can actually see him in porn, though.
Oh, God.
I could see. I mean, I don't want to see him in porn, but look, I can actually see him doing porn.
I saw his first two singles, and look, I love hip-hop. It's not for me. Those songs are not for me. The Kevin Owens Show. I love seeing Kevin Owens hosting the talk show. And then, of course, what hasn't Braun flipped? A stage. Now he has. Mm. Yeah, and I do like what Jinder Mahal has done. A lot of people don't try to evolve. They're afraid to change their character. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jinder had a run as champ. He knew that was over. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a massive change. It's a subtle change to where now he's all-knowing.
Zen master.
Yeah, I like the fact that he's trying to evolve.
That actually gave me the Phil Jackson.
Who?
Phil Jackson, Lakers.
The coach.
Yes. That's his kind of moniker. Like he's a Zen master.
Oh, he's the Zen master. Yeah. I mean, he just gets high a lot.
Allegedly.
No, he's open about it.
So
he's 73 with bad hips. Of course he does.
So that's why he's the Zen master?
No, I mean, he's been the Zen master for a long time. That's not my
point. But I feel like that's kind of like what Jinder Mahal is doing. He's like, you know, bringing everybody to peace, like calm down, relax.
Yes.
It's not that serious. And I like that. I like that.
And considering yoga was invented in India, well, hey.
There you go. I almost see him evolving to, oh my gosh, I forgot his name. I'm so bad with names today. Jesus. The guy at Impact that he talks about his third eye, I'm sure.
Matt Sydal.
Yes. I feel like he could almost do something, not obviously a direct copy, but something mm-hmm. like that, where he eventually gets the belt, but it's no longer the angry Jinder. It's more of the...
He's not angry right now. It's pretty
exactly.
good.
So yeah. I think that would be a good option for him.
And that's another thing that's intriguing about SummerSlam. The card's building. It's becoming very large. But the Kevin Owens, Braun Strowman thing, that's a match that I think everyone's going to be intrigued by because at this point we all assumed Braun was just going to cash and become champion. Now mm-hmm. it's like, wait, why are they making this match if Kevin Owens is not going to find a way to win?
Right. I also want to see a Braun cash in for Brock.
Of course. A lot of people would like to see that.
Like, essentially, Roman Reigns loses, mm-hmm. and Braun cashes in.
Now, here's what I will say. If Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar close out SummerSlam, I do think that means we're getting a cash-in.
But do you think it's actually going to be, like, I don't want... If Braun when and if Braun cashes in, I'd need him to get the belt. Like, I don't want it to be a cash-in and he doesn't get the belt and it's just kind of like, oh, because I feel like he deserves the belt.
Yeah.
So if they cash him, if he cashes in and then he loses, like, that's just, that's a waste. Like, I feel like he could have saved it for something bigger.
Here's the thing, though, too. If Kevin Owens takes the briefcase, it might even make more sense because Braun Strowman doesn't need a briefcase to become champion, really.
Correct.
With the right story. And if Kevin Owens does steal the briefcase and becomes champion, guess what? This whole Braun Strowman torturing Kevin Owens thing, it goes to the next level because Kevin Owens is the champion and Braun Strowman's chasing him for an even bigger reason now. So we could have that happen as well. Because let's be honest, we like seeing Braun do all that stuff to Kevin Owens.
Right.
How much more fun will it be when it's for the championship?
And then I can't even remember where I talked about this, but I kind of love when Kevin Owens was the face of America.
Sure.
That just really tickled me just because he's Canadian and, you know, I'm Canadian. And just,
you relate.
So I kind of want to see that. I want to see him bring that back again. Where if he does cash in or he
face
gets
of the
it.
Universe?
Yeah. He gets it. He gets the belt. And now he is once again the face of America.
Or the universe, even.
Or the universe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, changes the American, you know, song to the Canadian song and just, you know, does a whole bunch of stuff.
That'll just make your day.
Yeah, I mean, it tickles me that the fact that he's doing that and it's just like, no, you can't. Can you be the face of America if you're not American? But he's lived in America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Okay. In his eyes, why not?
Right.
I dug what the Riot Squad did tonight. It was cool to see Ruby Riot back. She looks healthy. Let's hope she actually is. But
I feel like she wasn't out for that long.
Oh,
a couple months.
I didn't even know if it was a couple of months.
Yeah.
But the Boss and Hug Connection take a loss tonight. So the question is, what's going to happen there? Ugh. They technically don't have a match at SummerSlam. So that's the thing. That I know it's a 4-hour show, but not everyone can be on a card.
Well, I think, don't quote me on this, it was Pro Wrestling Sheet. They were kind of Sasha hinted at on Twitter, like a tag team championship match, possibly. So maybe they're setting up for a women's tag team match.
At SummerSlam?
At SummerSlam.
I mean, Stephanie already said that they won't even have tag belts by Evolution.
Oh, well, disregard that.
But anything, I mean, things could always change.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, though, I mean, Riot Squad, honestly, when they both, you know, them and Absolution got introduced, they were kind of like weird mirror images of each other. And Absolution obviously is gone because now Paige is GM.
Right.
But I got to give the Riot Squad credit. They've stuck around, and I think they work really well as a team together. I mean, they're both really young.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan's a kid. She's like 23. And they do a great job, I think. I mean, I think they stay in character and they work well as a team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're doing well. It plays to, again, as far as their storyline and how they're interacting with other women in the locker room as what are they going to give them as far as the storyline. I feel like they're doing well, but they can only do so much if you don't have a storyline.
Yeah, very true. So we'll see if either one of those teams end up at SummerSlam. Will Sasha and Bayley, will it finally implode? I can't see it imploding before SummerSlam. At this point, I understand fans are like, I don't want to see them anymore. No, at this point, if they're getting along again and they're really going to face each other at some point, it's got to implode gradually to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe we're looking at Evolution. So,
well, I think somebody in one of the shows was saying that because I had mentioned that Bayley should turn heel, and they're like, well, I don't know why Bayley should turn heel. Sasha's a really great heel, which I agree with, but I feel like if Bayley can, this is kind of like a reference to Impact when Allie was heel for one of those, one of the matches, she was really good at a heel, even though she's naturally a babyface.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if we can see Bayley do that and channel that and do it well, I mean, that would be a really great match.
Mm-hmm.
But if she doesn't, it's just like you don't want to see Bayley do Bayley anymore. Right. A lot of like Sasha Banks, how many times has she changed the colors of her?
Plenty.
Like at least once a month. You know, her hair has ranged from pink to purple. Well, then she goes back down to.
I think her husband is actually a clothing designer, or something.
Behind
he makes
the scenes.
Her gear, so
yeah. So like she's done all this stuff as far as these minor changes, and Bayley's just Bayley,
right?
So I feel like there has to be some type of change, and I just don't want to see her. I almost want to see her being pushed so they're back together again. And if we're gonna do this friend BS, pushed to the limit, to the point where there's, you know, they're no longer could be friends, and she's like, you know, F you, Sasha.
I mean, Bailey pulled it off that one night when she attacked.
Yeah. But so. it was still, I don't know. She's just, and I don't know if she'll be able to do it. Mm. If she can't do it well, then don't do it, which is maybe why she hasn't had the opportunity to do it. But that's what I would want to see.
Yeah.
Or just move on and, you know, pretty much separate them entirely.
I will say, I think this new friendship or newly reunited friendship is just leading to evolution. I think it's a new beginning because we still have 2.5 months, more than that.
Right.
I do think it's going to lead to a massive implosion. Because to me, if you're Sasha and Bayley, it's worth sitting out SummerSlam to have one of the marquee matches at the first ever all-women's WWE pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
But if it does the whole friendship stuff, again, this was on another show. They do the whole friendship stuff and they break up and they do the writing for that and they do the lead up to it. It needs to be on another level. Mm-hmm. Like, it needs to be essentially what they did for Roman Reigns and Brock, as far as you didn't really care, but now they kind of had the package and they had some additional characters that are helping to build up this storyline. It can't be like, okay, you pissed me off because you did this in the ring, and now I'm no longer your friend, and now we're going to square off at Women's Evolution. Like, sure. I don't want to see that, okay, because we've already seen it. Mm-hmm. So it needs to be some type of epic storyline where other people are involved, where maybe, you know, Bailey gets, you know, so heated that women run out from the locker room and men run up from the locker room because they can't
That's
get
how
her
it's I totally down. The whole locker room needs to be able to separate these two at some point. And I think you have 2.5 months to do it. You could totally get to that point at Evolution. At some point, you got to trust your talent.
Right.
You got to sink or swim.
Yeah, where it could be almost like they pull her apart and they thought, you know, it was going to happen. And then Bailey does an epic flip off the third rope and takes down 10 people. Mm-hmm. Like, it needs to be something on another level, not like, oh, I hate you. I don't want it.
That's right.
So.
Well, speaking of other level, I think we had a pretty damn good show.
I like it. I love it.
Yeah. We got one more before SummerSlam. So we're going to close out real strong. TK, why don't you tell everyone where they could find you?
You can find me at everything at everything. Thank you. At TK Trinidad.
Wait, let's enjoy the song first. Pump it, Tone. Pump it.
There you go. See where the lights, though. Where the lights, though.
We got, ooh. See, we can do this. We have 3 minutes left. We can do this for an entire 3 minutes.
I'm just saying, this is the birthday song. Doesn't give you like tingles?
There's a lot of birthday songs.
And then look at 50 when he was in his prime. You gotta understand, on a treadmill.
I am a dude. Oh. This song was not made for me.
Well, yeah.
So,
but he looks fantastic.
It's because it was 18 years ago.
Well, I mean,
this song is from like 2000.
He's still sexy now, even though he's a troll on Instagram. But as long as he's not trolling me, then I'm good. Yeah. But he looks fantastic.
Well, okay, now you can put yourself over. We're gonna be able
over
to find
50?
You. Yeah. Well, hey.
You can find me at everything at TK Trinidad.
Simple as that. I'm at Jay Quasso on all social medias. Some really cool stuff coming up. August 24th, only a few weeks away, Blackcraft Wrestling's first ever iPay-per-view, Burning Bridges, live from the Pittsburgh Grand Hall. It's going to be sold out. They just made a massive announcement just the other day. More tickets went on sale. It's real simple, guys. Go to blackcraftwrestling.com. It's only $10 to watch. You also get $10 towards their clothing. The card is incredible from start to finish. I'm fortunate enough to be lead commentator for it. I could not be more excited. Then 2 days later, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, we have our Red Carpet Rumble, our biggest event of the year in Southern California. Then the next day, I'm going to Pakistan for the company called Ring of Pakistan, ROP. It's the second time they're creating television. Last year, we made history being the first people to ever bring pro wrestling to Pakistan. It was an honor to be there. I'm officially going back. I got my visa.
There you go.
And I'm flying to Pakistan. We're doing shows in Karachi on August 29th, Islamabad August 31st, and I can't wait.
And I believe is Paige's mom still going to be at...
Blackcraft?
Yeah.
Yes, Saraya Knight versus Britt Baker. That's a first-time ever match. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait to not only meet Saraya Knight, but call her match, because she is a very violent person, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a lot of fun. Britt Baker, I know she's a dentist. She better have her mouth guard in.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, so, then. Great card start to finish. So, check out all that stuff, and I'd appreciate you for it. Also, announcement coming soon about my comedy special, but I'll save that for now. Tony in the booth. Thanks, buddy.
oh, thank you so much for everything. Thanks for the shout out every weekend. I'm never prepared when you're going to shout it out to me.
Right.
Thank you so much. Find me everywhere at TonyBTony_. And if you like horror, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on our sister network, the Popcorn Talk Network, I produce horror movie news. And we have some special guests tomorrow. So, yes, just stay tuned for that.
That's horror movie, not horror.
Horror movie news.
There you go. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.